escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1957, Sputnik 2 was launched by the Soviet Union, the first spacecraft with a living thing from Earth aboard. But Earth's first space traveler, a dog named Laika, was never intended to return. Her life signs were monitored until she overheated and died from stress. In 1973, NASA launched Mariner 10 on a mission to explore two planets of the inner solar system, Venus and Mercury.
The search for new information began with the launch of Mariner 10. After leaving the gravitational field of Earth, Mariner 10 began its long voyage to Mercury. The spacecraft's flight path was carefully chosen to skim past the planet orbiting between Earth and Mercury, cloud-covered Venus.
Mariner 10 was also a test of gravity assist trajectories, a technique which would lead to the exploration of the outer solar system. Mariner 10 was the first spacecraft to visit Mercury. Born on this day in 1910, actor Richard Herndahl. He wasn't the first doctor, though he did step into the role vacated by the late William Hartnell for one adventure, the Doctor Who 20th anniversary story, The Five Doctors, in 1983.
Who are you?
More to the point. What are you young people doing inside my TARDIS?
It's his TARDIS.
And who might he be?
The Doctor.
Hmm?
Good grief. You're here. You're here.
Yes, evidently. Now take it steadily, my boy. And let me help you up.
I tried to send a recall signal.
Yes, it doesn't matter. How do you come to be here?
Well, the TARDIS was a... I don't know.
Never mind that.
Is he really?
Me? Yes. Yes, I'm afraid so. Regeneration.
Fourth.
Goodness me, so there are five of me now.
Osamu Tezuka, the Japanese animator who created some of the earliest anime series, including Astro Boy and Kimba the White Lion, was born on this day in 1928. Composer John Barry, widely recognized as the architect of the musical sound of James Bond, was born today in 1933. Tom Savini, whose makeup effect ushered in the modern age of big screen horror in movies such as Dawn of the Dead, Friday the 13th, and the second Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, was born today in 1946. Kevin Murphy, the voice of Tom Servo on Mystery Science Theater 3000, was born today in 1956.
But the biggest thing is Tom Servo's new voice. We're just about to show it to you. All right, give her a rip, Tom. Let's see how it sounds.
Warning! Danger! Danger, Will Robinson! Warning!
Wait, hold it. I don't think it's quite there yet. Okay. Okay, there. Give it a shot.
Daisy, Daisy.
No, that's not quite it. Okay, here we got it. There we go. Here it is.
Oh, hello, world! Happy birthday!
What do you think? Pretty neat, huh?
Oh, it's a world of difference. You know, Joel, I'm just finally realizing I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Oh, look sharp, you goons. It's the Dark Overlords.
The original big screen Punisher, Dolph Lundgren, was born in 1957. Batman creator Bob Kane died today in 1998, and the star of Lost in Space and Space Academy, Jonathan Harris, died in 2002.
Danger, we are on a collision course.
But don't just stand there. Do something.
Reverse thrust. Full power.
In 1967, a familiar old friend had the Enterprise crew brought to his world of androids, where they were just as much prisoners as he was in the Star Trek episode, I Mud.
Now, Jamie boy, let's have no unauthorized communication.
You know this man, Captain?
Do I know him? Harcourt, Fenton, Mud, thief.
Oh, come now.
Swindler and con man.
Entrepreneur.
Liar and rogue.
Did I leave you with that impression?
He belongs in jail, which is where I thought I left you, Mud.
And thereby hangs a tale, yes. But look round you, Kirk. Quite a place here, isn't it?
All right, I'll listen. What are you telling?
Who? Merely that you might as well start enjoying yourselves. It's really a very, very nice place. And you're all going to be here, quite probably... for the rest of your life.
In 1997, the Dominion takeover of Deep Space Nine was thwarted, but not without a heavy cost in the episode The Sacrifice of Angels.
The Defiant has opened fire on us!
Obviously.
Can you get our weapons back online?
Not for a while.
Sir, 200 enemy ships have broken through our lines. They're headed this way.
Time to start packing.
Contact our forces in the Alpha Quadrant. Tell them to fall back to the Cardassian territory. It appears this war is going to take longer than expected.
We'll meet you at Airlock 5.
Sir?
Victory was within our grasp.
We have to evacuate the station, sir.
Bajor! The Federation! The Alpha Quadrant! All lost!
We have to go now, sir.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing prone secure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and prone to spiral dream.